Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic Bee Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicbee.com. If you have any questions for our guests, there are many ways you can contact the show. You can post a question on our wall on Facebook, Skype us, send us a tweet on Twitter to @TheOrganicView, or you can contact me directly at June Stoyer. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. On today's show, I'm going to be talking to Mr. Stephen Heller from the Animal Legal Defense Fund regarding clarity in food labeling. The Food and Drug Administration recently agreed to consider truth in egg labeling, and if this lawsuit succeeds, it will be a huge victory for American consumers. So I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Stephen Heller, who is the lead attorney on the case. Good afternoon, Mr. Heller, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Could you please share with our audience a little bit about yourself and your work with the Animal Legal Defense Fund?
Absolutely. I'm an attorney working in Portland, Oregon. I attended Lewis and Clark Law School in Portland, where I focused on environmental and natural resources law, and got an emphasis in animal law. While I was there, worked extensively with the Center for Animal Law Studies, and when I graduated from law school, ended up being lucky enough to work for the Animal Legal Defense Fund and to use my legal education to help further the interests of animals through the legal system.
Thank you. Can you share with our audience how the process by which commercial eggs are produced and also elaborate on the existing regulations?
Absolutely. Folks who purchase eggs are going to be pretty familiar with a couple of statements that end up on a lot of egg cartons, and that's cage-free and free-range. Basically, the vast majority of eggs, though, aren't produced under those means. They're produced through the use of battery cages, and so that's 95% of all eggs sold in the United States are produced by hens that spend their life in tiny cages. Basically, there's a number of hens crammed into a small cage where they have roughly the size of a letter-sized sheet of paper in which to live their entire lives, and basically never get to go outside, never have the chance to forage in natural pastured areas or see the light of the natural sunny day, and they spend their entire lives producing eggs in those conditions. You'll never see eggs from caged hens on a carton of eggs, however. Cage-free is a little better for chickens. Basically, they remove the cages from the barns, and the chickens live in large barns on usually concrete floor with some items to scratch around in sometimes. But mostly, those chickens live their entire life in this large barn area. They never get to go outside, and they basically don't get to do any of the natural chicken behaviors of foraging. And really the main problem there is that there's no federal regulation or no overarching scheme of regulation that sets stocking density or kind of welfare standards for those hens. And basically, it means that a large flock can be crammed into a fairly small barn, and so just by having cage-free on a carton of eggs doesn't mean that you're getting hens that were treated humanely, because really there's no laws governing the stocking density and how many birds you can actually cram inside the barn. The final kind of statement is free-range, and usually that's often hens produce eggs under the similar conditions to cage-free, except for often with free-range eggs, the hens have some access to outdoors. And that, again, isn't federally regulated. There's no overarching scheme of regulation that demands what kind of access, how often they have to have access. And so oftentimes, eggs labeled free-range are really only nominally provided access to the outdoors. There's possibly a door to the barn that's open. Once in a while, the hens have access to an outdoor porch area that's fenced in or a dirt area. There's nothing that mandates that those areas have vegetation or that the hens can exercise their natural activities in those areas. And so basically, when you have a free-range egg, the egg that you're actually getting and how the hens were treated to produce that egg could vary very widely.
Thank you. And for those of you that are listening that are not too sure why this really matters beyond the humane aspect of it, when you take a look at an egg that is produced by a chicken that has been treated very well, has been fed wholesome foods, not the medicated powdered foods and pellets and whatnot, also the way that they exist, when you have chickens that are kind of crammed into one room and they don't have that opportunity as they're meant to exist in nature. For example, on some of these farms, the chickens are so compacted, the health of the chicken is basically what's at stake here. So when you're looking at the egg, you're seeing eggs that have a very thin shell as well as a yolk that is kind of palish yellow in color. And the reason being is because in order to compensate for the rampant diseases that are abundant amongst this type of farming process when it comes to raising chickens, what happens is that these chickens will obtain all sorts of different diseases and illnesses, and they need to be medicated in order for them to survive. So the farmers will compensate by giving them medicated feed as well as different antibiotics, so on and so forth. And the bottom line is it impacts the eggs that the chickens produce. So when you go to the store and you buy eggs that are random eggs that are cheapest ones that you could find, what have you, and you take a look at that yolk, you take a look at the shell, bottom line, folks, you basically are eating something that is not exactly healthy. And there's a significant difference when you do look at chickens that are raised on a farm where they're allowed to roam about, forage, and just exist as they should. So just keep that in mind. Aside from that, can you share with our audience if this is going to impact just the chicken eggs, or will this also impact other types of eggs, such as from ducks, geese, what have you?
Absolutely. And I wanted to reiterate that I think your point was really good there, that basically there have been studies that say that cage-raised eggs are less wholesome, less nutritious, and increase the risk of contracting salmonella versus other eggs. And I think that that's absolutely a true point. And one of the main things and goals of this litigation is to basically force producers to tell consumers that their eggs come from caged hens so they can make those kind of healthier choices based on full information. So back to your question, the current regulation that's proposed and under consideration by the FDA currently only affects chicken egg products and shell eggs. It wouldn't affect eggs from other birds, but I think that basically FDA's consideration of these petitions, basically the stay in the lawsuit that recently occurred and the agreement with FDA to actually take egg labeling seriously, while it's cabined to just chicken eggs currently, I think that basically as labeling becomes more of a status quo within the marketplace and that as consumers begin to expect clear and accurate, transparent labeling on their food products, that basically that will transfer to a lot of other areas and other food products that currently aren't regulated and aren't labeled and don't provide enough information to consumers, be that other eggs from other birds or even antibiotics in meat and genetically modified organisms that produce food or meat. If these regulations are enacted, and we think there's a significant need and a legal duty on the part of FDA to do so, once those are in place, I think that paves the way as a great first step towards placing regulations on labeling for all sorts of other food products where consumers really need accurate information in order to make healthy decisions about the foods they consume.
Thank you. Can you share with our audience the history of the suit? This isn't something that just popped up. This has been an endeavor that has been in the works for many years.
Absolutely. So basically this case began as far back as 2006 when an animal advocacy organization called Compassion Over Killing decided they wanted to do something about the way egg-laying hens were treated and about the way eggs were labeled. And they joined forces with the Animal Legal Defense Fund. And together, the two organizations submitted petitions to a number of federal agencies, the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Trade Commission, the Agricultural Marketing Service, and the Food Safety Inspection Service, which are both sub-agencies of the United States Department of Agriculture. They basically submitted petitions asking for more comprehensive regulation of egg labeling under a fairly dry federal law called the Administrative Procedure Act, which allows citizens to petition federal agencies to make new regulations or to change their regulations. And the organizations asked for the promulgation of regulations that basically laid out a system of labeling that would apply to all cartons of eggs in the United States and basically would require that one of three statements appear on all egg cartons. And those statements are cage-free or free-range, as we've discussed, and the regulations also applied defined terms. And so there would be an actual tangible definition of those terms linked with the treatment of egg-laying hens. And so consumers would be able to look at those terms and know exactly what they meant. And then the third term, which would appear on the majority of egg cartons, is eggs from caged hens. And that's really important because within the egg marketing, egg labeling market, basically the market is rife with examples of misleading statements and images, be they animal-friendly, farm-fresh, images of chickens on green pastures with the traditional old McDonald barn and silo in the background, that make basically consumers think that these hens are being treated humanely and that the eggs are coming from pasture-raised, egg-laying hens.
Chickens, yeah.
Yeah, that are happy and they're healthy and that they're going to be wholesome to eat, when in fact they're from caged hens that they are unwholesome and basically the hens are treated and suffer a miserable life producing these eggs. But the producers are able to basically represent that these eggs are healthy and the chickens are happy because there's no regulation that says you have to tell consumers that the eggs come from caged hens. And these regulations would change that and basically would make sure that producers give accurate information to consumers so they can make informed decisions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Heller, how has this suit been received by the industry?
The thing about this particular suit is the kind of tripartite system of labeling that I described is actually something that's been suggested and welcomed by the United Egg Producers, which is the trade group for the majority of the egg industry in the United States. And actually, the UEP, as they're called, support a federal piece of legislation that would set standards for the treatment of hens and also has a labeling portion that parallels very closely the labeling structure that's asked for in these regulations. And so really, the industry and the vast majority of egg producers support labeling exactly like the ones we've requested. And that's a big reason we think that the FDA should grant the petition, is that there's really no opposition from egg industry to these things. And in fact, they said that they're desperate for the federal egg bill to pass and for labeling regimes like this to be put in place to help them stay in business.
Thank you. Do you know currently what the additional costs are that consumers pay for, I guess, what we would refer to as premium eggs?
You know, that really varies between stores, but basically there can be a couple dollars more. There can be significant increases in the price of eggs that are advertised as humanely produced. And one of the main things is that there have been studies that say that consumers want to buy food products from animals that were treated humanely, and they're willing to pay more for it. And so basically, by not giving accurate information about the humane treatment of the animals and over-representing the practices that actually generate the eggs, the industry is able to take advantage of that kind of consumer goodwill and basically use false statements and images about their eggs to get consumers to pay more for eggs that in fact aren't treated more, or where the egg-laying hens aren't treated more humanely, but that consumers think they are, and so they pay a higher price, and eventually the egg producers make more money because of consumers' goodwill.
I think the bottom line is that people are really coming around and need to come around and reconnect with the people that are producing their food. And if they are unable, say if they live in a city or an area where they can't quite have the opportunity to connect directly with the farmer, at least this would be a safeguard to give them a little bit of security as far as how their food is produced and who is producing it. As someone who lived on a farm and raised chickens for many, many years, there's a significant difference in the eggs that you get from a farm that are raised humanely, that are raised with a lot of love and care, so on and so forth, than, as you described previously, these situations where these chickens are crammed in. And could you also elaborate on some of the more heinous practices that these cage farmers utilize in order to produce the eggs? Because I think that's an important point.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that one of the major things is with caging, you know, the birds are placed in in very tight quarters. They live their entire lives on a kind of wire mesh cage. Sometimes, you know, the wire will cut into their feet. Birds will become entangled in the cages. There have been videos of basically dead birds, for lack of a better term, rotting in cages while their live cage mates continued to produce eggs for human consumption. And really, the problem with having an industrialized egg production system is that those birds don't get the care they need. They don't get the attention that they really need to be healthy. And sometimes in these production systems, to increase egg production, producers will force molt birds, which basically means starving them and keeping them out of, you know, natural light, and they lose their feathers, and that increases egg production nominally and is a cruel practice. In cage-free production, basically the birds are crammed in and there's no cages to keep them apart, and so the industry was worried that birds would fight, and so many times hens, when they're very young, have their beaks trimmed, which basically means that the tip of the beak is cut off with a hot knife, so when the birds do fight, they don't injure each other. And again, when animals are crammed into such tight quarters, disease and injury is basically inevitable. And so to counteract that and to keep egg production high, medication and antibiotics and other kinds of basically measures to keep hens producing are used by producers that then get translated into the food that consumers purchase and eat.
Thank you. Can you also share with our audience when you expect a decision to be rendered?
Absolutely. So currently, the lawsuit was filed in March, and it asked basically for the court to tell two federal agencies, the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission, that they had unreasonably delayed in responding to these petitions, and to find that the agencies under the USDA had arbitrarily and capriciously denied the petition based on the extensive facts and the discussion of the agency's legal duties within the petitions. That suit has been stayed, basically pending the FDA's consideration of the petitions, which was great because it's a win for the Animal Legal Defense Fund and Compassion Over Killing, because we got the FDA to finally take egg labeling seriously, which was a major goal of the lawsuit. We've put the case on hold until September 3rd, when the FDA will render basically a decision on the petitions. It will look at the facts and the kind of rampant examples of mislabeling in the egg market. It will look at its legal duties, and it will decide whether or not to grant the petition. And after that, ALDF and COK will have an opportunity to go back and reinitiate the lawsuit based on their response. And basically, we think that it would be arbitrary for the FDA not to decide to regulate egg labeling just because of the clear evidence of consumer deception presented in the petitions and readily available from really any trip to the supermarket, and the fact that they have a legal obligation to regulate food and the labeling of food. And we think that it's really important, and we're hoping that the FDA makes the right decision and decides to put in place this regulation to really give consumers accurate information so they can make more informed decisions about the humane treatment of animals, their own health and the wholesomeness of their food, and really about kind of making cost comparisons between brands of eggs more accurately and being able to tell if they're paying more money for eggs that are truly more wholesome and humanely produced.
Thank you. How can our audience get involved with your organization, as well as the other organizations that are supporting this initiative? Is it something that has to be done on a state level, federal level? Can listeners that are outside the United States do something to show their support?
I think the best way to get involved is, and to get more information really, is to visit the websites of both the Animal Legal Defense Fund at ALDF.org and Compassion Over Killing at COK.net. There's going to be more information on, particularly on the lawsuit, the consideration of the issues by the FDA, and farm animals and farm animal welfare in general, as well as the interests of all animals and how they relate to the legal system and how people can get involved with making the legal system function better for animals.
Thank you. Mr. Heller, it has been wonderful having you on the show, and I commend you for all the hard work, energy, and effort that you're putting into this suit. It's something that is long overdue, and I truly look forward to having you come back to share with our audience about the victory.
Absolutely. I look forward to speaking with you in September to determine what the FDA says, and I'm just really excited that this is an issue that people care about and that people are taking an interest in.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.